It's time for Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Sundays through Thursdays, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Len Levinson and directed by Max Hutto. Tonight's merry adventure will get underway shortly.
McGee, I met Mrs. Allen today, and since her husband died, the poor woman's been involved in a forced liquidation of his business.
Gee, Molly, that's a shame, but you know that happens all the time. And that's exactly why the Prudential Insurance Company developed their ownership control plan.
But isn't that only for big companies?
No, big and small alike. Actually, Prudential's ownership control plan is four plans. It can cover the loss of a key man in a company, a partner, a sole proprietor like Mr. Allen was, or a stockholder in a close corporation. But the important thing is that Prudential's ownership control plan makes sure that a man's business interest is protected, either for himself or for his heirs.
Prudential has a booklet that describes the ownership control plan, and it's something every business owner should see. So, Mr. Businessman, for your copy, without any obligation, write your name and address on a card, along with the words ownership control plan, and send it to us. Fibber, McGee, and Molly, Box 1212, Newark, New Jersey.
That's Box 1212, Newark, New Jersey.
Mrs. McGee, busy at the kitchen sink, has just discovered something she doesn't like. She calls her husband.
Oh, McGee, did you notice this drip out here?
If you mean the water oozing out of the kitchen sink faucet, yes. Only that ain't a drip, my dear. That's a drool.
Well, drip or drool, it's leaking. The water's seeping out of the faucet when it's turned off.
Well, the difference is a drip comes right out of the spigot there and it goes plink, plank, plank, or clunk, depending on whether it's dripping into a tin bucket, a felt hat, or a kettle drum.
Very interesting.
Whereas a drool oozes out of this collar around the faucet handle here and makes practically no noise worth listening to.
Well, no noise is good noise, especially if I hear no noise from you when the next water bill comes around with about $4 extra worth of faucet leakings on it. Let me see, where's that phone number?
What phone number?
The plumber's number. I wrote it down somewhere.
The plumber? Don't tell me you're going to call a plumber for that.
Well, who would you call, your congressman?
Look, kiddo, you've got right here on the premises all the plumber you need. I'll just get my tools, change my clothes, spread out some newspaper.
No, dearie, please.
Hmm?
You're a fine boy and very helpful, and I appreciate the offer, but this time I'd like to call a plumber to do the job.
But why? Why go to the phone and pay a guy $40 to sleep under your sink when I can do it for nothing?
Because I remember all the other times when you started out this way, willing and eager, and wound up hours later sullen and soggy, with the kitchen a mess, and then we'd call the plumber.
Not with a little job like that, I won't wind up with the kitchen a mess.
This is just a minor repair, and the plumber won't charge much.
Won't charge much? Them guys charge $3 just to tip their hat at the house as they ride by without even stopping.
No, this little drip...
I got everything I need now right here. Screwdriver, pliers, Stilson wrench, friction tape, hammer, even some old newspapers.
Now, McGee, just pick those tools up and put them back where you got them.
Huh?
Just this one time, let's do it my way, okay?
But... Okay, that's the way you want it. Okay. I guess I'll just have to let you learn for yourself, my dear.
If you please. I'll have the leak fixed.
Now, you win. Who are you going to get? Jake the plumber?
He's the one. Only he's changed his name to James the sanitary engineer, I understand. I had his number...
James the sanitary engineer? Oh, get he. Boy, I'll bet that'll jack the bill up from just exorbitary to downright murderous.
Now, don't start again. You promised...
Don't worry. This is your deal. As long as there's nothing for me to do around here, I'll just mosey down at the Elks Club.
Good.
I'll stop in at Jake's for you, at James, the sanitary engineer's for you, and tell him to hop out here and take the colic out of our hydraulics.
Thank you.
I wonder if I should wear my silk topper for the interview or just my striped pants and pearl gray waistcoat. With the ascot tie, of course. Oh, the waistcoat with an ascot and the gasket in the basket with a plumber for a match.
Yes, Mabel, I can't talk long. Got a plumber working out in the kitchen. No, just a leaky faucet. McGee wanted to fix it himself as usual, but this time I talked him out of it. Yeah, lucky me. Oh, same place we always call, Jake the plumber. He sent over one of his men about 20 minutes ago. Mm-hmm. I better go out and see if he's through. Yes, I'll call you, Mabel. Bye. Well, how's it coming along? You finished yet?
Finished? Lady, I haven't even started.
Huh? Well, all I wanted you to do was fix that leak there. You see it? Around the handle of the faucet? See where it dribbles out?
Yeah, that's where the water's coming out, all right. But where does the leak start? That's what we got to find out.
Oh? Well, I thought it just needed a washer.
Nope, not that simple, lady. I've been diagnosing the setup here. Now, what this plumbing needs is a thorough professional analysis.
Analysis? But the leak is
now,
all
I bet you haven't put new pipes in this house since the day it was built, have you?
New pipes? No, I didn't think
well, there you are. No wonder you got trouble.
Oh? My goodness, I didn't think a little leak...
Well, I already backtracked the leak, and the reason this faucet here drips is because you got an overage in the hypostatic pressure from the hot water pipe in your laundry tub.
Oh, in the pressure.
Yeah, now that causes a backup in your hot water heater. Incidentally, I would get rid of that old hot water heater while there's still time, lady.
Time? You mean it might be dangerous?
No, it might not be. You know, you can't tell about these old water heaters. That might go along and not give you any trouble for... weeks, maybe. Of course, I wouldn't let the fire inspectors see it, though.
The fire inspectors?
$100 fine, usually.
Oh?
And considering we can put you in a new water heater for around $150, it's kind of a false economy not to, but that's up to you.
Oh, dear. Well, my goodness, I don't know.
Of course, that won't take the stutter out of the cold water line, which is what wore out the old water heater in the first place. But I figure new pressure valves all through the house ought to run you about 200 and... Hey, lady, where are you going?
You go ahead and write down your figure, sir. I've got to call my husband. Oh, dear, why didn't I listen to McGee this time? This man is going to...
Back to Westville Vista in a minute. One thing the communists desperately fear is the power of truth. Truth that blasts their lies, shows up their tyranny in all its ugly colors. Radio Free Europe broadcasts this kind of truth right across the Iron Curtain, right into the Kremlin-dominated satellite nations. Radio Free Europe is people talking to people, refugees and trusted leaders who have fled the Iron Curtain talking to their friends and neighbors back home in their own language. The Iron Curtain countries lie between Russia and Free Europe. If the captive populations of these countries can be fully won over by the Soviets, the red power of aggression will be enormously strengthened. If, on the other hand, the spirit of resistance to tyranny can be kept alive, the Soviets will be kept off balance and their captive empire weakened. Your support of Radio Free Europe will help whip communism in its own backyard. Help the Crusade for Freedom by contributing a truth dollar. Just address Crusade for Freedom in care of your local post office.
Now, of course, I haven't checked your bathroom yet, lady. Now, do you get a tub gurgle when you drain it?
Well, yes, it sort of gurgles.
And how about the shower pressure? Does it get weak when you water the lawn at the same time?
I can't answer that one. I've never tried to take a shower and water the lawn at the same time.
I'll put a pressure meter on it and give it a check. Now, you take your sewers out there. Digging them up, of course, is going to be expensive, but I don't see how else we're going
to
manage this.
Uh-oh, there's my husband now. Pardon me a minute, sir.
Let's see, 68 feet to the water. May might as well throw in new faucet handles all the way around.
Hey, Molly, here I am. I got your call and...
Shh, shh. Stay here in the living room, dearie. Boy, am I glad you came home.
What's all the excitement? The old-timer come running into the barbershop and said they were paging me at the Elks and you wanted me home quick.
Thank goodness he found you.
Good thing I was through with my haircut. Barber ran all the way out to the car with me trying to get his comb back. Left it sticking in my hair. I left so fast.
Oh, McGee, what have I done?
You tell me. That's what I rushed home to find out.
That man in there, that plumber.
Huh?
He's found out about $250 worth of what's wrong already, and the city will fine us for the old water heater, and he has to dig up the sewer, and it seems we're violating the plumber's code.
Wait a minute, kiddo. Wait a minute. Take it easy.
Oh, why didn't I listen to you and let you fix the silly little drip when you wanted to? But no, I had to call the plumber, and honestly, McGee, that man is going to plunge us into bankruptcy.
No kidding. You mean I was right, huh? When I said the guy would cost us a fortune, I was correct, huh? As usual?
Oh, yes. Yes, I don't know why I didn't let you do it in the first place. But how are we going to get rid of this pirate?
You sure you want me to fix the little bitty leak myself, are you?
Absolutely. But how can we get off the hook with this sanitary engineer who's going to clean out our bank account? If we don't let him fix the things he says needs fixing, he'll probably give us a big bill just for the call.
Don't you worry about a thing. You just let old Dad handle it. Long as you're sure you want me to fix the leak, it'll be no trick at all to call this guy off. Oh, Crimp, you can come on in here now.
What?
Are you sure it's all okay, Brother McGee?
Sure, Crimp. Boy, you must have been real convincing. She had me paged right out of a barber chair and had me rush right home to stop you.
I don't quite understand.
Oh, excuse me, Molly. I want you to meet Crimp Herkemeyer, Brother Elk of mine. Just moved here from Chicago.
Hi. How do you do, I'm sure. You work for Jake the Plumber, do you?
No. Crimp and me just been demonstrating to you what would happen if I'd send over the regular plumber.
You mean you're not a plumber?
Oh, no, Mrs. McGee. But I know that patter. I used to own a string of flats.
Well, if this isn't a fine way, why...
Well, if you're through with me now, McGee, I'll trot along home. Don't bother to show me out. I know the way.
McGee, I must say this is the most high-handed...
Now. Cool down a second, baby. Don't get sore. Look, just suppose Crimp had been for real. $250 we just saved. Why, if he had been from Jake the Plumber, we'd be in debt up to here,
oh,
then...
Oh, for the... All right, go ahead. Fix the leaky faucet. I don't care what you do. I'm going upstairs and lie down. This has been the darndest day I've
Okay, Tootsie. You rest. Boy, the things a guy has to go through to show the little woman that old Dad knows best, after all. Pretty dramatic lesson to have to teach her. But next time we get a leaky faucet, she'll know. Now, let me see. Better loosen the whole faucet here. It's tight. Oh, Dad rat, the Dad rat. Hey, oh, hey, Molly. Hey, Molly. Quick, call a plumber. Call a plumber.
Fibber and Molly will be right back. Hello, I'm John Wall. Each weekday afternoon, you're invited into the lives and homes of some of America's most beloved friends on NBC. I'm talking about Stella Dallas, young Widder Brown, Lorenzo Jones, and just plain Bill. You'll share their lives, their loves, their heartbreak or happiness in every warm and human episode. Your heart will go out to Stella Dallas as she comes in conflict with mother love and sacrifice. You'll hear how Ellen Brown bravely fights vicious threats and ugly gossip about her personal life on Young Widder Brown. Lorenzo Jones is confronted with the problem of married life and career. And just plain Bill Davidson, the small-town barber, uses his wisdom and kindliness to help his friends and neighbors. For dramatic afternoon entertainment with touches of humor, be sure to listen to Stella Dallas, Young Widder Brown, Lorenzo Jones, and Just Plain Bill, heard each weekday on NBC Radio.
Well, he's gone.
Good. Did he say how much the bill would be?
Yep, I watched him like a hawk. In fact, I helped him with it. It's $21.
Mm-hmm. That figures.
What you mean?
He told me it would be $12.50 if he did it by himself. You helped, huh?
Oh, good night.
Good night, all.
Fibber McGee and Molly is an NBC Radio Network production transcribed. Larry Dobkin played Crimp Herkimer. This is John Wald inviting you to join us again tomorrow night for another little escapade with Fibber McGee and Molly.
Join the great Gildersleeve and all his friends tonight on the NBC Radio Network.